Christ this week, which is always a fun time of family gatherings and all that has to entail, which is food, which is super important to me, especially if you couldn't tell. But hopefully you guys are able to get and see some family and do all that kind of stuff this week. It'll be a nice time. So we're going to start off with a few announcements. Christmas Eve service on the 24th, which is Christmas Eve. That's going to start at 5 p.m. So you can also sign up in the foyer to share some stuff with if you got a reading or a song or poem or anything you want to do with that. You can sure do that. Sign up or talk to Pastor Jason about that. There's no Club Rock this week on Wednesday. That's going to start back up on January 8th. The Chosen Bible study is going to start up on January 12th. You guys can see all the details on that. There's a sign-up sheet for snacks and all that kind of stuff from 6 to 8 on Sunday nights here at the church. So they're starting the fourth season of The Chosen. Also, the new thing in the bulletin, the Ladies' Night Out, starting January 17th. You guys can see all the details on that, and you ladies can enjoy a night out. Or you can talk to Tammy, too, if you need and have any questions. So if you're looking for a church directory, if you want one, or you are wanting a page in there, you need something updated, talk to April Haig. She can get you all lined up with that, or send her an email for that. Also, Club Rock Snacks, there's a sign-up sheet out in the foyer. If you guys want to look at that, if there's a day you guys could help with snacks for Club Rock, that would be awesome, and bring some snacks for the kids for that. We'd like to see that filled up here soon so we don't have to worry about that, especially me. But also, we're going on a quick day trip to Aberdeen with the youth group next week on the 29th. We're going to go and have a fun time with the youth group because there's not a ton of fun things to do in South Dakota when it's that are safe when it's winter, midwinter, with the youth group. I mean, I would love to go snowmobiling, but I don't know how much liability that would cause, but especially with some of those boys. But we're going to go to Aberdeen. We're going to go into an escape room up there and have a good time. So if you guys are, if you know of anybody in the youth that is from grade 7 through 12 that is interested in that, come talk to me. They got to sign a waiver and stuff for the escape room. Don't ask me why, because I don't know. But we'll see what happens. So just if you know of anybody, come talk to me. You got to have that in by Christmas so that way I can know for getting rides together and stuff like that. So that's just a little side note there. Also, the church verse for the 2025 year, we would like to have some more I don't know, candidates or suggestions, I guess. And I think you guys could do some good verses. So if you guys want to get that, you can just write the verse reference down. If you want to tear off that sheet in your bulletin, tear it off. I mean, you could probably throw it in the offering plate if you don't want to walk out there and put it in the elders' box. But we need some more suggestions for that so we can kind of use that as our focus going forward this year. And the elders will decide that in the January meeting. So have those in by January 5th so we can decide that. I believe in you guys. You guys can do a good job for that. So are there any other announcements this morning? Okay, we'll go to our call to worship, which is from Isaiah 9:6. And it says, For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace.
Well, good morning again. We're grateful that you've chosen to worship with us today. If you'll take your hymn books or look up on the screen, we're going to sing number 131, Angels from the Realms of Glory. Can I ask you to stand with me, please? Number 131, Angels from the Realms of Glory.
Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. Ye who sang creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Shepherds in the fields abiding, watching o'er your flocks by night. God with man is now residing, now proclaimed of infant light. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Sages, leave your contemplation, brighter visions beam afar. Seek the great desire of nations, ye have seen his natal star. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Saints before the altar bending, watching long in hope and fear. Suddenly the Lord descending in his temple shall appear. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King.
Very good singing. If you greet one another, let them know you're glad they're here. Well, this is our opportunity to bring our praises and prayer requests before the congregation, continuing to pray for Shelley Ehrenholz as she has her going through her treatments. Tony Welch is going to be heading to Mayo's. He's got appointments this week as well to continue to try to investigate what some of his health concerns are. Are there any other prayer requests or praises to bring? Yeah, June. And this is your
granddaughter.
Okay, I want to make sure I got the right. So Ron and June Ohm's granddaughter, Sierra, her due date is January 8th. And the prayer request is for safe delivery. Most of her babies have come early, so it is that time frame. So we'll pray for both mom and baby. Any other prayer requests or praises? Shirley. Well, congratulations and happy anniversary to them. It is indeed a great testament to God's faithfulness. Yeah, Liz.
We have a praise. Miles just had a cardiology checkup this last week, and his heart is stable, and he doesn't have to go back to see his cardiologist for another year.
Oh, praise God. That's awesome. So that is from John and Liz Waring. We've been praying for Miles, and that's a wonderful news that one is stable, his heart is stable and won't need to be going back for another year. Ron. Oh, that is wonderful. So the appraise that Ron's brother, Russ, who we've been praying is in the cancer list, had an appointment and he received a clean bill of health. So that is a wonderful praise. Chris.
So
I talked with John Carr this week, and it has been a roller coaster ride for little Ellowyn, but grateful that she is not only the cochlear implants that we're in, she's healing, but tomorrow this week they'll be turning on the implants, and so that's the next step, and we'll continue to pray for little Ellowyn. Any other prayer requests or praises? Ruth? So Dale and Ruth are celebrating 52. And that, I applaud all those that got married in December because it's nothing else going on in that month. So I just think about where did you find time to get married during this time of year? But so yes, it is a great testament. 52 years of each year of marriage is, for each of us, is a testament of God's faithfulness in each day. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Ernie.
I'd like to elaborate a little bit on what Shirley said. I just want to thank the good Lord for protection he's given us in 46 years. In my 30 years of law enforcement, several teams that are turned off very badly, the good Lord protected me. We both been diagnosed with cancer. Both been treated for cancer, and at this time, cancer doesn't threat either of us. And then I had the Widowmaker heart attack. So just thankful that the Lord has kept us together with our health in these 46 years.
That is a good addendum there to testimony of God's faithfulness over the years, especially with some of the health issues you guys had, and to see God faithfully walk you through those times. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we enter into worship today, we thank you that we can celebrate the arrival of your Son. We look back and it is 2 millennia ago. And that seems, in our understanding of history, that is sometimes beyond comprehension. And yet, our calendars have been affected. The world around us has been affected, but also our lives have been, because you sent your Son. And that we celebrate his arrival each year, but we also understand that his arrival came with a mission. We are grateful that he chose, as Philippians tells us, not to firmly grasp the rights of being God, but that he humbled himself and took on the form of a servant and became obedient even to the point of death, so that he is now seated at your right hand. And one day, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. That is who we celebrate in the manger, and that who we remember on the cross. But we are grateful that the grave could not hold him, and that we celebrate each Sunday his resurrection. We thank you for the opportunity of serving a living Savior, that as we go through this world and the troubles and the hardships we face, he also faced similar hardships, was able to conquer them, not just because he is your Son and he is fully God, but he also utilized your word, communication with you through prayer, and the guidance of your Holy Spirit. Thank you that we also can conquer the trials and tribulations of this world, not in our own strength, but in the strength you provide, and that you walk through all the valleys that we go through, the mountaintop times, the valley times, you were there. Father, we are grateful for the testimony of your faithfulness each and every day. As Jeremiah writes, that your mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, and we thank you for the couples that are celebrating the milestones that you have brought them to, and the reminder of looking back in major health concerns that you were there. And thank you that you've provided a testimony of faithfulness. We pray for not just looking back, but moving forward, that each day, each of us would start our day acknowledging your presence in it, and that the power that you provide. Father, we lift up these requests. We pray for Shelley Ehrenholtz and the treatments that she is undergoing. We ask that you would help mitigate some of the side effects, as well as help these treatments to reset some of the brain chemistry she has struggles with. We pray for Tony and Diane Welsh and the appointments he has at Mayo's this week, and the frustration he has faced over the last several years of trying to find out why some of the things are happening. And Father, as the great physician, we ask that you would provide wisdom to the medical teams and would give the answers they need. But also we pray for travel mercies and patience with the process. It has been a long road, and we just ask that you would prove yourself faithful to them. Father, we lift up the praise of Miles' appointment. We're grateful for how you've worked in his life and the strengthening of his heart, and we pray that each day is a reminder of how faithful you are. Father, we also lift up Ron's brother Russ to you, and grateful for his clean bill of health, and ask that you would continue to provide. We lift up their granddaughter Sierra, and the pregnancy is coming to a close. We pray that you would keep mom and baby healthy and safe, and would have a safe delivery in your timing. Father, we also are grateful for Elowen and the time at Mayo's, that you watched over her and was in the right place at the right time for not only the cochlear implant, but some of the complications after surgery. And as they travel back and begin the process of turning on the processors, we ask that you would just help her to be able to interpret the sound she hears. And they know the process, but it is unique for every child, and we just pray for her and the coming into a hearing world, and help her through that transition, and be with mom and dad as they make all these travels, as well as the extended family as they pray and wait for answers. Father, we're grateful for the ministries you've entrusted to us and the ministries around the world that we support. We pray for the Moyers. We're grateful for where you've placed them uniquely amongst the rodeo community, and we ask that you would use them not only on the national scene with the chaplaincy, but also in the camps that they speak at and that they are a part of. Just watch over all of the miles that they travel. Thankful that we will get to see them in February, and we pray that you would continue to use them as you have. Father, we pray for our world. We're reminded each time we think of the Christmas message that the angels brought, we continue to pray for peace on earth. We know one day your Son will bring peace. Until that time, help us to be representatives of peace, to model, to pray for. And so we lift up the areas of our world that are a true concern, the Middle East, Ukraine, that you would intervene in these areas. We pray for safety for our servicemen and women around the world, that you would protect them as they are downrange. Father, we are grateful for the blessings that you've given us in our lives and the opportunity to give back to you a portion, not because you require it, but because it is an opportunity for us to say thank you. So we ask that you would use this offering for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Janelle. Always enjoy what you bring to share with us every week. It's very good. In my line of work, I often get to work out in the weather. This week was not very favorable weather to work in, and my voice is paying the price for it. We'll press on and do what we can. So last week, we got to hear the kids share this song with us that we're going to sing. So it should be pretty fresh in our minds, and these kids can help us sing it. So sing loud. We'll sing a few more Christmas songs this week. Let's stand. Fun song to do, although a bit of a challenge for the instrumentals anyways.
Mm-hmm. Ourselves of the words from Matthew. After listening to the king, and these are the wise men, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother. They fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I'm not sure you've maybe not been paying attention, but we have some travelers that have been going through the from the foyer into the sanctuary, and they've made their way to the organ this week. And as that is a part of the journey and the reminder that the wise men weren't there yet on the birth of Jesus, but when they came, they provided the picture that our next song's going to be about, of the offering, that they came in worship. These ones that came from afar that were not Jewish, and yet they were sensitive to all the signs in heaven and came with the purpose of worshiping the newborn king. And so as we enter into the, not only this last song, but this week of remembering the birth of Christ, may this be your offering as well.
Seeking truth.
Father, we do thank you for the reminder that this time of the year is of your love for us and the gift of your Son. And we do bring our offering of worship this morning in gratitude for that gift of your Son, for the gift of salvation and the forgiveness of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen.